Imagine waking up feeling inexplicably drained, as if something had been feeding on your energy overnight. In the world of practical protection magic, these aren't coincidences. They're potential signs of psychic interference. Protection magic isn't just for emergencies. It's an essential lifestyle practice for anyone sensitive to the unseen energies that surround us. The foundation of effective magical defense begins with understanding that your psychic abilities are as unique as your fingerprints. Most practitioners are naturally intuitive or empathic. The same sensitivities that enhance magical work can leave you vulnerable if not properly managed. Rather than fearing this sensitivity, recognize it as an extension of your magic, a defensive tool that, through proper training, becomes formidable protection against unwanted energies. Whether you're a clairaudient who receives information through sound, a clairvoyant who sees visual symbols, an empath who senses emotions, or an intuitive with immediate knowing, identifying your psychic blueprint allows you to leverage strengths while addressing specific vulnerabilities in your magical defense system. Physical fitness directly correlates to magical strength. An inactive person develops not only physical lethargy, but also a weak magical personality, dulled aura, and ineffective spell work. A physically fit witch is inherently a more powerful witch, creating a natural shield against negative energies. Exercise increases endorphins, reduces stress hormones, clears mental space and energetic aura, while improving overall magical conductivity. Psychic attacks, the focusing of negative energies to cause harm, manifests in various forms. Warning signs include feeling something invisible clinging to you, sensing you're being watched, heaviness in your chest, solar plexus aches, sudden energy drainage, violent recurring dreams, or becoming accident prone. For immediate relief, use elemental remedies. Ground yourself on grass, earth, cleanse with smudging, air, utilize sunlight, fire, or take cleansing baths, water. Unwanted spirits in buildings can be addressed through four-element cleansing, using sandalwood incense, a candle, and salt water while marking protective symbols on entrances. For persistent hauntings, check if someone has misused a Ouija board. 98% of hauntings involve spirit boards used as toys rather than tools. Many spirits are simply curious or lonely rather than harmful. When suspecting a hex, document patterns systematically to identify the source and emotional vulnerabilities, as magic attacks where resistance is weakest. Never dismiss suspicious patterns or assume immunity to targeting. Water governs our emotions, physical bodies, and extrasensory abilities, making it essential for protection work. When your sense of self is strong, your boundaries remain firm. During vulnerable periods, these boundaries weaken, making you susceptible to predators. Emotional vampires follow one rule. It's always about them. They establish false intimacy through flattery and deep eye contact, transforming into whatever you desire. Passive-aggressive bullies assert dominance through subtle cruelty, cutting comments or playful contact that's actually painful. Sometimes, direct confrontation works better than magical intervention. Creating positive change requires defining your personal boundaries and standing firm. Learn to say no and communicate your expectations clearly. By staying silent, you give others power over you. Witches don't give their power away. We gather it, direct it, and create change. Self-worth, self-esteem, and self-trust form the foundation of healthy boundaries. To transcend victim mentality, maintain hydration, seek natural vitamin D, and establish consistent exercise routines. Unlike emotional vampires, psychic vampires, psi vamps, directly extract energy from others. Their methods include ambient feeding from crowds, deep feeding through intimate exchanges, surface feeding via unwelcome metaphysical links, and contact feeding through touch or eye contact. Be cautious of those seeking excessive physical contact, especially prolonged hugs with hands between your shoulder blades, targeting your heart chakra. They often focus on minor chakras at body joints. Trust your instincts. If someone's touch makes you uncomfortable or you mentally brace yourself before they approach, you're likely dealing with a psychic vampire. When confronted, avoid panic or raising shields, which actually attracts them. Instead, remain calm, center yourself, and connect to earth energy. Create physical distance, dim your chakras, and use the Psi Vamp Shuffle by changing positions to close energy circuits. Not all psychic vampires are malicious. Ethical practitioners only feed with permission. Your posture broadcasts powerful messages. Confident posture, elevated head, squared shoulders, open chest, combined with environmental awareness, projects energetic strength that naturally repels energy vampires. Warding spells create protective energetic barriers that form invisible shields on multiple metaphysical levels, complementing mundane security measures. Handcrafted magical items typically provide stronger protection than commercial alternatives due to the creator's personal magical essence. Traditional threshold wardings, such as brooms across doorways, herbal swags, and seasonal wreaths, mark transitions while offering protection. Horseshoes repel negative energies when hung with ends pointing upward, collecting luck, or downward, showering blessings. Hex signs from European witchcraft traditions combine protective symbolism with aesthetic appeal through circular designs with magical motifs. Gargoyles serve as semi-sentient protective spirits in stone form, guarding vulnerable areas. Symbols like the pentacle, Ankh, Eye of Horus, Celtic knots, and Thor's hammer function as magical programming languages, communicating with divine consciousness, each unlocking specific protective energies. Despite modern witchcraft's love and light image, hexes and curses remain genuine magical phenomena. Most problematic magic comes from inexperienced practitioners acting from weakness, fear, jealousy, or revenge. Those casting hexes face consequences, an initial high followed by exhaustion as their rage-fueled energy depletes, creating an internal vacuum filled with toxic energy. When recovering, begin with psychic detox. Remove yourself from chaos, practice cleansing, focus on self-care, release anger, and stay vigilant. 7-day glass jar candles effectively remove hexes, with specific colors targeting different aspects. Red breaks crossed conditions, orange restores vitality, yellow calms nervous systems, green removes psychic toxins, blue heals spiritual trauma, and black absorbs energy while shielding. Protective herbs like angelica, cedar, lavender, pine, rose, rue, and sage work alongside crystals such as carnelian, hematite, jet, and turquoise. Physical health directly impacts magical prowess, with self-healing magic working through direct self-programming of your system's healing response. Protection magic is a lifestyle that eliminates victim mentality and empowers practitioners. Daily correspondences align magic with planetary influences. Sunday, sun, gold, yellow, for success. Monday, moon, silver, white, for intuition. Tuesday, Mars, red, black, for courage. Wednesday, Mercury, purple, orange, for communication. Thursday, Jupiter, blue, green, for healing. Friday, Venus, pink, aqua, for love. And Saturday, Saturn, black, purple, for protection. Moon phases offer different energies. Waxing moons establish boundaries, full moons heighten psychic abilities, and waning moons banish hexes. Protective deities from various pantheons provide specialized assistance, from Anubis removing fear, to Kali protecting in extreme danger, to Thor defending against physical threats. True witchcraft balances humility with responsibility, with authentic practitioners reserving magic for significant matters. 7 essential rules for effective protection magic include knowing your psychic weaknesses, recognizing attacks, confirming problems through divination, understanding magic follows the path of least resistance, being proactive, gathering appropriate supplies, and working from neutrality and integrity. These principles transform negatives into positives, attracting better energies while developing self-reliance, poise, and wisdom.